Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
Glenn Thrush joins us as we talk a little bit about this movie, the new Borat one. Its title is Borat Subsequent Movie Film, Delivery of Prodigious Bribe to American Regime for Make Benefit Once Glorious Nation of Kazakhstan. Sacha Baron Cohen has this alter ego he's created, this sort of bumbling, sometimes reporter named Borat. And it's amazing how he is able to sort of infiltrate Americana and people don't recognize him, and how he's able to sort of, I don't know, cajole them into revealing themselves in some ways, startling ways. And of course, Rudy Giuliani has appeared in this movie. So the conceit of the film is that in order to help Kazakhstan, he's on a mission. He's going to go and try and give a gift to Mike Pence. The gift will be his daughter. So this is Glenn Thrush writing in the New York Times. A clip that surfaced on social media, heavily edited to fit Borat's signature mockumentary format, begins with Rudy Giuliani seated on a couch answering some questions.
Nice to meet you, my dear.
Nice to meet you. You're one of my greatest heroes.
Oh, that's so nice. Thank
yes.
you. Thank you.
I will try my best, but because I'm super excited and nervous.
Well, you relax. I'll relax. You want me to ask you questions? I'll relax you, okay?
Yes, thank you. I feel like I'm living in a fairy tale.
Yeah. You're going to do great, okay?
It's Giuliani leaning into her. She's now a made-up, attractive woman. She's got a nice form-fitting dress on, blonde hair, lots of makeup, red lips, and she's charming, if a little awkward, right? She's this East European reporter whose English isn't great. The sound man is bumbling around her, and so Giuliani is trying to put her at ease. The reporter says that she'll even eat a bat with him, and when you hear this clip, Rudy, she reaches over and puts her hand on his knee.
China manufactured the virus and let it out. And they deliberately spread it all around the world. I don't think anybody was eating bats.
Yeah.
Did you ever have a bat?
Oh, no. I don't think I'll ever eat a bat. If you eat a bat with me.
Okay, I will. I'll eat a bat with you.
The whole scene is kind of flirty. It's kind of creepy. And you have Rudy Giuliani saying that China manufactured the virus to release it on people. Back to Glenn Thrush's piece in the New York Times. Soon after, the actress, who speaks with a heavy East European accent, asked the former mayor if they can continue their discussion in the bedroom.
Thank you again for giving me this time.
Shall we have a drink in the bedroom?
Mr. Giuliani agrees and is then shown sitting on a bed as she appears to take his microphone off and he appears to pat her. So I watched the movie last night. Glenn, thanks for joining us. And he certainly does pat her. Was that just sort of paternalistic or was he having other motives? I guess that's up to the viewer to decide, right?
Well, I think it's emblematic of this line of questioning that my dog has started to bark.
I just noticed that.
I think
let that dog out, sir.
I think maybe you can, in terms of Giuliani's intent, I think you'll get just as much out of talking to my dog as you will out of me.
Well, he but did I, respond look, to think, that. Yeah, go ahead.
No, I think. Look, I think a couple of things. The reason why this is popping out right now, apart from sort of the timing of the film, which I suppose Sacha Baron Cohen, people should understand that Sacha Baron Cohen is a very political filmmaker. And he has been particularly, I think, active in terms of when he sort of drops his various personae. And I remember when he did the LEG show where he started these kind of ambush interviews, right,
yeah,
with American politicians. The one that I remember, it was Giuliani's friend Newt Gingrich when he really got Gingrich. So I think part of what he's obviously trying to do here is very much in the context of the election, looking to humiliate Donald Trump's allies. And what we really have here is this convergence of two different reality shows. You know, Donald Trump, Obama said this, President Obama went back on the campaign trail yesterday and actually said this, sort of referring to the presidency in terms of a reality show, and Mr. Trump's own advisors have done so. Well, Ali G and the Borat character are reality show characters who are sort of making a foray into real politics, and you have under Trump a real politician who is making a foray into reality, sort of reality television. I mean, I don't know if your listeners have been watching this very closely this morning, but for instance, the president posted his entire interview with Leslie Stahl of 60 Minutes online this morning, in which he very dramatically gets up and storms away. I mean, that was calculated. You know, I think in terms of imputing motive, we can impute motive on that. So I think what this really represents, and Giuliani is kind of the fulcrum of this, is this collision of these two reality TV shows, one which is the Trump presidency, and one which is an actual reality TV show and movie producer.
In the
that is my cultural political analysis.
Well, I'll take that. Giuliani said that he was only trying to take his microphone off when he laid back on the bed and reached into his trousers to tuck his shirt in, that's all that was. So I guess you can watch the movie and try and figure it out yourself. The editing is so fine and quick that I suppose it's plausible, but it also looks very much for sometimes 3 or 4 unedited seconds, right? 5 or 6 unedited seconds, like he's doing more than trying to get the microphone cable off and his shirt back in. Maybe that's beside the point here. But do you suggest then that Sacha Baron Cohen, anticipating this election, started this film when he did? I mean, he didn't just throw it together last week.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. I think there's no question that Sacha Baron Cohen is a highly political actor. I mean, you know, I don't know if, you know, one of his really interesting performances that I saw recently, and I think it might have been a Netflix or an Amazon produced series, was about him playing an Israeli spy.
Mm-hmm.
I believe it was in Syria it was in Iran during the 1960s and 1970s. He has, and if you listen to the interviews with Sacha Baron Cohen, really going all the way back to Borat to some of the other films, he is, and Ali G, it's an overtly political enterprise, and he's looking to sort of gotcha people. He makes no bones about it. What was interesting is I had a brief text exchange with Giuliani yesterday after this went down, and he said he called the police on Cohen. And he said immediately after he called the police, Sacha Baron Cohen's lawyer showed up and began litigating. So it became actually kind of a lawyer-to-lawyer conversation between Giuliani and Sacha Baron Cohen's attorney.
Yeah.
And in the past, I've heard interviews with Sacha Baron Cohen saying that he literally has that attorney or a team of attorneys at the ready.
Oh, I'm sure.
In the eventuality that, yeah.
Well, how is it that a Rudy Giuliani with this fumbling, you know, sound crew, I mean, the whole thing looks ridiculous. How is it that a Rudy Giuliani or any of these ordinary Americans sit down with Borat and say the things that
because
they do?
Because we have seen over and over and over that Americans in this particular moment in our history,
yeah,
will never walk away from a camera. And particularly, and Giuliani is a man who I covered Rudolph Giuliani during the 9/11 attacks. Obviously a very different character at that moment in
America's
time.
America's,
right?
Mayor, yeah.
Right. But Giuliani prior to that had a reputation for being, you know, one of the big issues in this, you know, and this very much resonates with today, is Giuliani had a number of very serious and significant incidents of police violence against African-American men during his tenure as mayor, and dismissed them in insulting terms. So Giuliani, before the Trump presidency, was somebody who was very much on the back nine of his career. He is 76 years old, after all.
Yeah.
He had a failed law firm. He had a venture in the petroleum business, Bracewell Giuliani in Texas, that did not pan out well. His security business,
which
I don't know if you recall, he was in business with Bernard Kerik, the former police chief of New York.
But
and
wait,
they got a contract, I believe.
What's the point of all of this, though?
the point of all of this is Rudy Giuliani likes the attention. Rudy Giuliani would not have thrust himself in the center of an impeachment controversy or the Hunter Biden issue if he did not want to be in the center of the action.
I think
one has to assume that. So when you're asking yourself, why would he sit down with an interviewer? Well, we used to have a term for Ed Koch in New York City.
Yeah.
That was us reporters. He was unavoidable for comment. I think that characterization.
And they do sign, they don't read it, but they do sign a waiver saying, yeah, you can use my image, you can use this video or audio, and then when it turns out to be a sham, they're stuck. And so there is Glenn Thrush writing about it in the New York Times today. I just saw it last night. Everybody gets a chance to see it on Amazon Prime on Friday, and you all can make your judgments then. All right, I'm out of time. I just wanted to touch bases with you, Glenn. Thanks for your time today.
All right, great talking to you.